Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Kiddushin Daf Nun Hey Amud Bet. Nun Vav Amud Bet at the ninth Mishnah of the second parak, which deals with giving Kiddushin, using as the vehicle for the Kiddushin something which is Asur Bahanah. And of course, in every case, it doesn't work. For right now, we'll take a look at the first five items on this list because we'll deal with them in the Gemara today. And the next podcast will complete the analysis of this Mishnah and the very brief piece that ends the parak. Hamakadesh be'orla. You take orla, fruit of the first 3 years. Bekilei hakerem. The result of mixing of the grapes and wheat. Bishar Niskal, an ox that is set to be killed because it killed a person. Uva Egla Rufa, the calf that's neck is broken at the site of the homicide. Bitsipora Mitzora, the birds that are used for the purification ceremony of the Mitzora before he comes back into the camp. Uva Se'ar Nazir, this we'll deal with in the next podcast. Petachamor, Basar B'chalav, Chulin Shin Shchatu Bazara. All of those, and again we'll explain them in the next podcast, Einam Mekudeshet, do not work. However, Machran, let's say that you sold the item, Kidesh Bidmen, use the money to give Kiddushin, then Mekudeshet, it works. All right, we're just going to go through the list. Ba'orla, Minalan, how do we know that Orla does not work? We know you're not allowed to eat Orla. And Detanya, Arelim Lo Yeachel. Mainly, Allah Yisur Achila. All I know is you're not allowed to eat it. Hana minayin shelo yenemenu. How do I know you can't get hana from it? V'lo yitzbabo. You can't use it as a dye. V'lo yadlikbo ataner. And you can't use it as a wick. Talmud lomar v'araltem orlato. The rabot et kulam. Meaning, it becomes totally orla, totally covered up and inaccessible to you. And it's not just an Yisur Achila. Kila akerem, minalan amachezke makra, pen tukdash. Pen tukdash. What's that? Pen tukad esh, meaning if you do mix the seed, you're going to have to burn it up. You can't use it at all, and it is asur b'hanah. Rashi omar pen yihia kodesh. Rashi says pen tukdash means it will become kodesh. Ima kodesh tofes damavi yotzei l'chulin av kila kerem tofes damavi yotzei l'chulin. If that's the case, then you should be able to redeem it and have it go l'chulin. El mechvar tikel chezkiya. We have to go back to chezkiya's drasha of pen tukdash side of pen tukdash and tukad esh. All right, Shor HaNiskal, how do we know that that is Asur B'Hanah and the money is Asur, is therefore unavailable for Kiddushin, or it's invalid? Minayin D'Tanya, Mimash V'Shnemar Misakol Yisakel HaShor, once I'm told that the shore has to be stoned, which means it dies as an avail, it's already Asur B'Achila. In Adan Shenavela, he unavail Asur B'Achila. Tomlo Lo Yoyachel at B'Saro, why does the Torah say you can't eat its flesh? Its flesh cannot be eaten. It's to teach you that even if you shechted it properly, after it was already judged to die, asur b'achila, you're not allowed to eat it. So now, b'hanah minayin, how do I know you can't get benefit from it? Talmud lomar u'bal ashor naki. Bal ashor naki in context means that the animal dies and the owner is not culpable, or shall we say not going to die. So my mashma, we darshan it differently. Shemen zomo mer kadam shomer l'chavero yatzah ploni naki min chasav. Naki here doesn't mean off the hook, but rather cleaned out. And so he's cleaned out, which means he's got absolutely no benefit from this shore, not eating and not hanar or anything else. Now, how do I know that lo yeachel is the way you interpreted it that's referring to shchita after gmar din? Maybe if you did such a thing and you shechted it properly, then it would be mutter. What's lo yachel for there? Maybe it's there to tell you that if skila was done, then you cannot eat it. But not just not eat it. What does Rabbi Lazar say? It's a sugi in the second parak of Psachim. Lo yachel, lo tochal, lo tochlu. Echad isur achil v'echad isur hana. That's how the Ilan Chometz is also mahana. Because the Torah says, you can't eat it. Ad shi foreid l'cha katuv g'derech prat l'cha b'nevela. Until the Torah goes out of its way to say, you can sell it, like the Torah says in the case of nevela. But otherwise, when the Torah says you can't eat, it means hana also. Which means maybe when the Torah says lo yachel et besaro, it just means hana. But it's all talking about when it's stoned. And maybe if it's properly shechted, even after gemar din, you can eat it. And of course, get hana from it. So the answer is, that entire drasha only works when you learn the Isur Achila from the word lo yachel. But here you learn the Isur Achila from sakol yisakel, the fact that it's stoned. Hacha Isur Achiv Misakol Isakel Nafka. Sakatatach Isur Anodichtiv. If the Torah was just trying to tell me Isur Anah, because Isur Achil is already there, because getting stoned. In other words, what you're trying to advance is the idea that if you shechted it properly, after Gemar Din, it would be mutter, and then all it's trying to tell you is that if it was stoned, it's also Asur Bahanah, then Nichtov Kra Lo Yehanel. Let the Torah say, don't get benefit. You not mean Lo Yeachel. Or just say it can't be eaten. Lo yachel et besaro, what's that for, lamali? Shachted ben kein basar. Even though you shachted it like proper meat, nonetheless, it's usr. Matvar Zutra. Zutra says, ve'imahani milecha debarak tsur v'shachat ba. Maybe the Torah is only referring to a case where you took like a rock and you used a sharp rock as shchita, kind of like Yoshua did with the Brit Milah in Parakeh. The Mexican skila, because it kind of looks like skila because you're using a rock, stone, a flint stone or something. Aval shachte b'sakin lo, but if you use the proper knife, then maybe it'd be okay. So, well, what are you talking about? Midi sakin ba right aktiv? The Torah never uses the word sakin, not in that context. V'yotanya b'kol shachtin, the Mishnah Chulin says you can use anything for shchita, ben b'tzur, ben b'schuchid, ben b'kromit shokaneh, anything that's sharp can be used as a for shchita. Sakin is no different. Now, but now, think about this, based on Rabbi Avahu's teaching in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Lo Yeachel teaches us both Yisro Achil and Yisro Hana, and now we don't need Baal Lashon Haki anymore, which is originally what we used. And therefore, Hai Baal Lashon Haki L'mayata. So the answer is Lanat Oro. The fact you're not allowed to get benefit even from the pelt, which is not part of the flesh. The Torah says you can't eat its flesh, therefore that means that you can't get benefit from its flesh. But the pelt you can. Therefore, Baal Lashon Haki means you lost everything, even the pelt. But there are Tanoim in Masachet Bava Kama that say Baal Lashon Haki is there to teach you that if the shore that you had was a short tam that killed somebody, you don't pay half kofar, you don't have to pay kofar at all. And similarly, if it hit a woman and caused a miscarriage, you depart from Tmei Vladot. It's only if a person knocks into a woman. Right? So therefore, Hanat Oro Min Alahu, where are they going to get Hanat Oro from? Where are they going to learn the Isra of Hanat Oro? The answer is me et besaro. It says et besaro means et hatafel besaro. This we saw, for instance, in the context of rechitza in a mikvah. Rechatz et besaro. Et means sear, the hair, that can't be a chalzitz in the sear. V'idach. So now, the group that uses Baal Lashon Haki to teach you Hanat Oro, what do they do with the word et? The answer is et lo darsh, they don't darshan et. And we see a machloket about whether to darshan the word et. A famous story, Ketanya, Shimon Hamsoni, Ve'amrilach, Nechemia Hamsoni, Hayah Doresh Kol Etin Shabbatara. He used to explain every et. And say that it was added something. Kabed et avicha refers to Baal Imechad, your mother's husband, etc. Kevan shegiel et adonai v'achatira, when the Torah says you have to fear God, but it's et Hashem, so Piresh, he stopped darshaning. Because what's he going to say? What do you add to God? So Talmidim said, what's going to happen to all the etim you darshan? It all falls apart. So Amar Lahem Kishem Shkibalti Schar La Drisha Kacha and Kibalti Ala Prisha. Just like I was rewarded by God for all the drushes I made, here I'm rewarded for my silence. Not Achiba Rakiva only made et Adonai Vachatira Rabotamin Chachamim. Famous drush of Rakiva that says you have to fear God, and the et is that it tell you also have to fear those who teach the word of God, the Tamin Chachamim. All right, the Mishnah then listed Egla Rufa. How do we know Egla Rufa? Remember the last pasuk in the ceremony of the Egla Rufa says, Kaper li amcha, and v'ni kaper lahem adam. K'tiv ba k'kodshim, just like kodshim. And just as we know that kodshim don't work, we already saw that sugya in the last Mishnah, similarly Egla Rufa. Now Egla Rufa isn't, we're not done with that. Tzipori mitzor menalan, how do I know that the birds used for the purification of mitzor mitzora also are not good for kiddushin? Tanah Rebbe Shmuel, Nemar Machshir Umechaber Bifnim. Inside the Mikdash, we have a Machshir, which is the Asher Mitzorah that's used to allow him to do the rest, and the Mechaper, which is the rest of his Korbanot. Alright, and Nemar Machshir Umechaper Bachutz. We have Mechaper outside of the Mikdash, that's the Egla Rufa, and we have a Machshir, which is the Tzipori Mitzorah. Ma machshir mechaper amur b'finim. Just like inside the mikdash, asab machshir k'mechaper. The Torah equated the machshir to the mechaper. You can't use any of them. They're kodshim. Af machshir mechaper amur b'chutz, asab machshir k'mechaper. Same thing outside. So the tzipor mitzora, which are a machshir to allow the mitzora to move forward, are equated to the mechaper b'chutz, which is the agor rufa. Even though it's two different cases. Now, itmar tzipor mitzora me'ematay asurim. We all agree that tzipor mitzora are asur b'hanah. Question is, when do they become asur b'hanah? Rabbi Yochanan mar mishat shchita, only when you shech them. Rish Lakish mar mishat lekicha, the minute you buy them for that purpose. Rabbi Yochanan mar mishat shchita, why? Shchita hida asur la. It's the shchita that answers it, makes it what it is. Shlakish mar mishat lekicha, why? Mi egla rufa nafke, after all, you learned it from egla rufa. Ma egla rufa michaim, egla rufa becomes asur while it's alive, as we'll see. Tzipor mitzora michaim. Egla rufa gufa me'ematai. So egla rufa, when does it become asur b'hanah? It's not when you buy it. Rianai, gvul shamati v'shachachti. Shachachti. There was a point at which it becomes asur, and I forgot what it was. V'nas bin chevraya lomar, and the colleagues all say, yiratala nachal etan hi asur tats. When you bring it down into the ravine, before you break its neck, that it's asur. So Rabbi Yochanan could say that, ki magla rufa v'shat l'kicha lo mitzura. So egla rufa doesn't become asur when you buy it. Much later, so the same thing with the birds, and all you've got is shat shchita. So Shlokush would answer back, in Egla, you've got several points. Purchase, taking it out on the ravine and killing and breaking its neck. But with the birds, all you've got is shchita or lekicha, so it has to go back to lekicha. Now, Eitr of Yochanan Shlokush, he challenged him. Called Tzipora Tohorah Tochelu. The Torah in Parshat A says you can eat all kosher birds, all Torah birds. What's that? Call the Rabot Tamshulachat. That's telling you that one of the two birds of the Mitzorah that gets sent away and not shechted, that's another one you can eat. V'zeh Asher Lo Tochlu. The next pasuk says, but this is the ones you can't eat. The Rabot Tashchuta is to tell you that the Tzipora Mitzorah that shechted can't be eaten. Now, so if you think they're asur michayim, chashchita mibayi, you have to tell me that after you shechted it's asur. It's even asur way back. No, Rabbi Shlokesh answers, ma'ud etamidi havia kodshim, it's just like kodshim. The michayim asiri v'at yashchita machshir lehu. Kodshim are asur before they're killed. Then you kill them. Duzrik asadam, you're allowed to eat them. So I would think the same thing with the tzipor mitzora. So kamash malam that it's not like that. Eitaveh, we have a challenge. Shacht of an insight trefa. Let's say you shechted the one bird that gets shechted. Turns out to be a trefa. Ikach zug lashniya. You take another one as a pair to the second one. Rishana mutert bahana. You're allowed to use the first one bahana. Ve'i, salkadaitach michayim asura. If you think it's asur while it's alive, harishana my mutert bahana. Why is the first one muter bahana? It already became asur when you bought it. Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says that's talking about a case where he found it to be a trefa in its innards, which means it was always a trefa, which means when you bought it, it was for the purpose of Tzipor Mitzor, it was meaningless because it never could have been good. It didn't become a trefa, in other words. Let's say you shechted it without any one of the appurtenances, like the hyssop or the red scarlet piece or the cedar wood. Rabbi Yaakov Amer Hoyel V'huktzal Mitzvata, since it was set aside for his mitzvah asura, you're not allowed to get benefit. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hoyel V'nishchata Shelo K'mitzvata Muteret, since it was shechted improperly, it's mutter. But clearly, it couldn't have been asur mi lekicha. The only machloket here is whether shchita shena ruyu is still meaning a shchita that doesn't fulfill its full purpose here of the tzipor mitzora is still called a shchita. That's what b'shemun. But everybody agrees that it wasn't asur when you bought it. So the answer is tanoihi. Rish Lakish will have to say I agree that there are some tanoim who disagree with me. But I've also got Tanaim who agree with me. Back to the beginning of our sugya. Tanaim Shmuel, Nomar, Machshir Mechaper Mifnim, Machshir Mechaper Bachutz, Machshir Mechaper Amor Mifnim Asabo, Machshir Kemechaper, Af Machshir Mechaper Amor Bachutz, Machshir Kemechaper. We saw that already. Alright, so we see support for the idea that Tzipor and Mitzora really are Usur Michaim and from the Shat Lekicha. Gufa. So now let's go back to the drasha on the pasuk in Re'eh. Called Tzipor Tahara Tochelu. L'rabot Tamashulachat. V'zeh Shalot Tochlu Me'amot Tashchuta. Ve'epuchana. Maybe the one that's mutter is the shchuta, and the one that's asur is the mishulachat. We never find animals that are also while they're alive. Really not. An animal that's set aside for avodah zara is also while it's alive. They're also to make a korban out of. You could do business with them. Let's say an animal is involved in bestiality and there's edim to it. They're alive. And they're also even to get hanah from. This is what the Rabbi Yochanan said, according to Rashbi. Most animals are not also when they're alive. So if I have to make a choice between the shchuta and the mishulachat, clearly the mishulachat should be mutter. The Rabbi Shmuel Tana, they have a different reason. Damar Kra, what does the Torah say about the living one? V'shilach et tzipor chaya al pnei hasadeh. You send it out on the field. Kesadeh, just like a field. Masadeh muter, just like a field is muter, it's wide open. I find I'm muter, this one also. That's what the word sadeh is coming for. We need for sadeh. You shouldn't stand at the port in Yafo and throw it out into the sea, the bird. Or stand in gvat and send it out into the desert. Or throw it into a city. It has to be thrown out onto a field. Not the sea, not the desert, not the city. That's where you have to send it. So, sadeh is needed for that, not to tell you that it's mutter. My hasadeh, shramanatarti. Hasadeh teaches you both halachot, where you have to throw it, and the fact that it's mutter bahana. Rava has a third explanation. The Torah is not going to send this thing away free, and now it's going to be an obstacle, and anybody who picks it up won't know what it is. It's asur bahana, and they're violating it because they don't know. So therefore, it must be that if the Torah said one of them is asur and one of them is mutter, the one that's asur is the shchuta, and the one that's mutter is the mishulachat. Okay, we'll pause at this point. In the next podcast, which will be our final one on the second parak, we'll go back to the Mishnah, explain the terms of the end of the Mishnah, the last few items on the list, and then do the Gemara, and on the next Amud, we will see the last Mishnah, Mishnah Yod, and its attendant Gemara. Everybody should have a wonderful day.